After about 3.5 weeks of gameplay, I'm thoroughly convinced this is probably the dumbest cast since Big Brother 21. Even the upper echelon, like your Mickeys, your Morgans, your Avas, all of them have significant flaws, and it makes it even worse when you consider that these are probably your front runners to potentially win this season of the game, outside of perhaps Rachel Riley, who in her own right is playing a tremendously average game. Yes, the game Rachel is playing now is better than when she played BB12 and BB13, but it is still not the greatest. It almost does feel like the people are keeping her around strictly because they know that she cannot win at the end, more so than anything she is actively doing to protect herself long term. I am not a fan of this cast in terms of gameplay, and I'm not really a fan of this cast overall, but let's get into some of the things that have happened on Sunday, some live feed updates, and go over some players whose stock has risen and some players whose stock have gone down. Let's just talk about the whole Riley of it all, right? So Riley wins the head of household. That is no surprise. When I first recorded my player rankings, I recorded it with the impression that Riley was the head of household. And the reason that I did that, right, was because the show doesn't portray this, but everybody on the live feeds was so sold that Mickey was the person behind this power. It wasn't just Zach. There were other people going around saying that Mickey was the person behind this third mystery power. So I was rather convinced that even if Riley doesn't sniff this out, that there will be some players in his ear like Vince, Zach, that were gonna tell him, or like Lauren even, that were gonna tell him, hey, don't listen to these people. Like, it is Mickey. It is 100% Mickey. Vince and Lauren, they were telling him, hey, I think it's Mickey. But in total Vince fashion, he doesn't push the agenda. He just kind of tiptoes around the fact and says, think about Mickey. Think about Mickey. And the fact that Vince doesn't take a stand and says, it is Mickey. It is 100% Mickey. And instead just says, think about it. It could be. This allows Riley to have more of an open mind. And the people that are giving him either definitive reads or definitive answers are all going towards Ashley. And in a surprising twist here, Zach decides to do a 360 and just tell him that he thinks it's Ashley because he thinks that if Mickey is head of household, it's better for his game. And this right here is a solid move from Zach. And having that read is good for him. I don't think Riley would have targeted him, but I understand why there was skepticism there. So I think this was a good move for him because at least he 100% knows what Mickey is doing. And it is the boring move in the boring route, which is still trying to get Keanu out of the house. Riley has a bit of a blow up. And, you know, now that puts Riley on the block, and Riley gets put on the block for a couple of more reasons other than just his hissy fit. He does end up apologizing, but there's, you know, a little bit more to that. But this is all Riley's fault. I mean, for weeks, people were saying that Mickey has his next power. If it gets unleashed, you know who has it. And he still just fell for Catherine's dislike for Ashley. You know, I mean, people that were giving him the Ashley name were the likes of Catherine, Keanu, who unfortunately are two people that he listens to. Those are the voices that you're listening to. You should know you're not in a great spot. So yes, eventually Mickey does dethrone Riley, and Riley gets pretty upset about this to the point where Mickey actually starts to feel pretty empathetic about it. Mickey says, you know, I don't want us to have any beef. I don't want us to have any problems. And I also don't want to put Catherine on the block. So I want to put you on the block instead. She's really doing a good job here by knowing how to talk to Riley. And these were things that were on the live feeds. This was not in the episode, because the episode finished with Mickey dethroning Riley as the head of household. And this is stupid, Big Brother. I understand you have these super 90-minute long episodes on Wednesdays, but this is a 24/7 always moving game. By the time Wednesday rolls around, The nominations are long done. The veto is long done. These are all things that people can go ahead and look up and see what happens. You know, the problem is, right, is that the 90-minute episodes are on Wednesdays, and the 90-minute episodes would almost fit on any other episode other than Wednesdays. I mean, a 90-minute Sunday episode would be good. A 90-minute episode on Thursday would be good. But Wednesday is, like, the only day where a 90-minute episode is, like, not the best. But like I was saying, Vicky has a great conversation. And she knows how to push all of his buttons, knows exactly what to say to him, practically saying, you know, I don't want to put Catherine up. The only way that I can put a third nominee up is if I put you up. She's also pitching the fact that, you know, you need to help me get Keanu out. And Keanu is somebody who is one of the few people, I think, that is truly loyal and a true number to Riley. But just in that conversation and in that instant, Riley flips a switch and just decides, all right, yeah, fuck Keanu. And I will go on the block for you, Mickey, and I will help you take Keanu out for you as long as you don't put my girl on the block. She also manages to get Riley to promise to not use the veto because Catherine could end up being a replacement nominee. All of that is just so crazy. These are the dumbest people. Maybe not ever, but it's close. I mean, you're talking Big Brother 19, 21, 9, 15. Like, this is, it's something about these odd numbered seasons. Like, Big Brother 27's also got some dummies. So Mickey goes ahead and nominates Riley. She also nominates Kelly and Keanu. Kelly and Keanu once again are on the block. Mickey going after Keanu makes sense, and her trying to gain favor, though in a weird way that only I think would work with Riley in this scenario. I do think she burns Kelly, and she burns Kelly a lot here. Before she makes these nominations, she actually promises Kelly safety. After, you know, the light bulb struck in Mickey's head, she goes back to Kelly and says, hey, I gotta put you on the block. And this crushes Kelly, who's having kind of a rough go of it right now. I get the game move, I do, but it just sucks. The weirdest thing, when Mickey was promising Kelly safety, the whole deal was, if you win the veto, you can't use it. And not only does Mickey put Kelly on the block, but she still expects Kelly to hold up that end of the deal, despite her not holding up her end of the deal. And that's why I say things like, even the top end of these players aren't that great, because they still think things and they still have reasons. Like this. Now you look at the Vinces and the Zachs of the world, and now I think Zach and Vince often are getting lumped together, and they should be, because I think they are pretty tight. But if you look at the results of last week's vote, I think Zach kind of comes out of this fine regardless, which is crazy. But this does hurt Vince, and it does hurt Lauren's game quite a lot. Because if you think about it, if Lauren just had the balls to put Ashley up as an initial nominee, ends up going home, stays on the block, then I think it becomes more clear once Riley wins his head of household that this is Mickey who is trying to dethrone Riley, and more people are telling him this. And I think the likes of Zach, instead of trying to side with the women, I think Zach actually goes, hey man, I think this is Mickey, and he changes his mind on how he plays it. This is a huge blow to something that could have been very beneficial to that side, all because Lauren was so passive and all because Vince and Zach were so passive. We only got really like a little bit of a blip of Ava flipping Zach and Vince's vote, and we didn't hear from Ava or why she did this or how she felt about it. Kind of makes me feel like that it wasn't intentional, that it wasn't really done for game reasons, that it was more about how Ava wanted her friend to stay, and all she said was, you don't want to be associated with Keanu, do you? And these guys were like, oh no. No, I don't think I've seen anybody except for maybe Cameron from Big Brother 25 really hurt his value, like his positioning so bad to where people will do stuff that is not the best move for their game just because they don't want to be associated with that person. It is really impressive how bad of a player Keanu has been and how much of a pariah he has been in this house. You got to hear more from Zach and like how Zach felt having this conversation with Ava, and how it was more about Lauren not breaking the tie more than we got to hear from Ava, and how she was able to convince Vince and Zach to not do this vote. I kind of was irked about that, because I do think that this was more Ava's move. So let's just go over just a handful of stock ups and stock downs. My first stock up is actually going to be Ashley. I think Ashley is somebody who has a good chunk of people now fighting for her and wanting to use her as an ally and as a number. After her detrimental week one and after not being put on the block last week, and I thought really just some solid active gameplay from her, I am starting to see her kind of come around as a player and come around as one of the stronger players in the game, actually. I don't think that hard. I do think she is a bad HOH or perhaps a blow up away from being on the block, but I do like Ashley right now. A stock up option for me as well as Zach. Zach being able to consistently go with each side and to not be a target and not really be talked about by anybody as a target has continuously impressed me. Still has that power to protect himself. Him siding with the women this go around, I think, showed that he understands positioning. And my third and final stock up is Rachel. I think Rachel is still long for the game. Even though she got into a fight on behalf of Ashley, I do think that she is still going to consistently be somebody that side of the house wants as a number and that they want to have around. So as far as stock downs go, I got Vince. A lot of people are starting to come on to Vince in the game that he's playing. I mean, Keanu just now has come on to that. Rachel has said that he is running the house. Kelly obviously has come around to that. He's being a people pleaser to the max, and I think people will see that, and people have seen that, and unfortunately for him, he can't please everybody. With him being so fake to everybody and trying to be everybody's friend, somebody's going to clock him, and they're going to clock him very hard very soon. And then my last two stock downs, they kind of go together. I have Riley and Catherine. Catherine doesn't really have a whole individual game, really. I mean, she's close with Lauren, but everybody on the women's side seems to not like her. Riley, obviously, he's somebody that will fall on the sword for you. Riley and Kat, both of them, don't have a whole lot of connections. What did you guys think of Sunday's episodes? Who do you have going up? Who do you guys have going down? I got to know. Leave it in the comment section down below. Don't forget to check all the links down below. Hit that subscribe button. Click the bell icon so you get notified every single time I drop a new video. Thank you guys so much for watching this video, and I hope you guys have a great rest of your day.